Jason Moran is a leading jazz pianist of this era. The Houston-born player, now 32, has been praised for his eclectic, open musical brain and his distinctive sound. But sometimes, he says, he's in danger of becoming inhabited by the brilliant jazz innovator of another time, Thelonious Monk, born October 10th, 1917.
When I play a Monk song, it's like you get possessed. I feel like I get possessed. And then you have to break that spell, you know. You have to remind yourself that you are an individual, that you aren't Thelonious Monk.
Moran started playing the piano as a young boy, but he struggled with it until he discovered Monk at age 13 and, well, saw the light, I guess you'd have to say.
It was hearing him play Round Midnight. My father was playing it on a record player. It was like that clear moment that happens sometimes in people's lives where it didn't say this is what you're going to do, but it said you should pay attention to this. You know, it was this open sound. It was totally brand new. It had rhythm that felt similar to the hip-hop I had been listening to. And so it just drew me in. And it also felt, not that it's simple, it's very difficult to play what he plays, but it felt attainable. Because he leaves so much space in the music, you feel like, oh, there's not like a flurry of notes like Art Tatum or Earl Hines. You know, maybe a child could play a Thelonious Monk song.
The issue of the space Monk leaves in his music, this keeps coming up. As the jazz writer Martin Williams wrote about Monk in the 60s, if he has no music to make, he doesn't fill out a single bar with faked blowing or rambling. If Monk couldn't say it in his own way, he didn't say it.
Thelonious really found a different way to make melodies. So like his song, simply titled Thelonious, is mostly just one note, the one note being B flat, so it's like it's like that. So he colors it. You know, like a kid could just da 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 da. It's like right there.
For Jason Moran, Monk's less is more playing was especially evident when Monk was working with other musicians.
Johnny Griffin would take a nice long solo at the Village Vanguard. And you might hear Monk play a first couple of choruses, and then you wouldn't hear anything for a long time. He would be away from the piano, and he would be dancing. So his accompaniment was also his movement. And conceptually, this is just brilliant. It's brilliant. How does one in a band support the other if you don't play anything? Stanley Crouch, like I said, he could really orchestrate silence just as much as he could orchestrate activity.
Monk's silences were made more dramatic, of course, by the power and the color of the notes when he did play them, by the rules he broke.
So like the first chord of Just a Gigolo, it's right? That's the first chord. It's an A-flat chord. But when Monk plays, it's like he adds an A natural. Like that goes against almost every rule in harmony to just blatantly add the flatted two to a major chord. And it's that kind of precision. Monk had extreme precision with every note that he played. It's not off the cuff.
So Moran was thrilled by the simple melodies that he felt even a child could play, stunned by Monk's colors, fascinated by his rule-breaking harmonies. But it was the rhythm that finally clinched it. It was the rhythm.
Even in the song, like you could transfer it very simply to the drums.
Monk took early 20th century stride piano, named for its striding left hand from the lower to middle register of the keyboard, and elaborated on it for his own time. And Moran received messages for his own time.
That's the thing that I picked up on the first time I heard him. So even hearing the first song I heard, Round Midnight, it always felt like... Okay, Chuck D can rap over this. Like, I could feel it, and as a teenager, I wanted to produce it. I wanted to know how to produce that sound.
What Jason Moran is producing now is a sound of his own, completely his own. But he knows Thelonious Monk's hold on him will last for his whole musical life.
For me, I get caught when I play his stuff. I'll fall into his rhythms or something, and it's like you have to break yourself out of it. Almost like... on your left hand, like right Monk, and then put a circle around it, then a line through it. Like no Monk, you know.
No Monk, until there's another excuse to celebrate Thelonious Monk. Then Jason Moran is first in line. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.